Hi mamas, this is your host Britt Contreras for Hello Gorgeous Mama. I'm a mother of two beautiful girls that have inspired me to go on this journey to share my vulnerability and be transparent about motherhood unfiltered and those tireless days that I had of sometimes having mom guilt and sadness and postpartum depression and anxiety, and being honest about those raw feelings so that way I can help you out. Because I have discovered my life purpose to be a spiritual life coach, to bring angel card readings, and to be bringing positive vibes to all women, to all mamas everywhere. So that way you know that you matter and that your identity is just around the corner. You just have to find what fulfills you, what makes you happy, and let's do that together. Let's have our glass of wine, let's cry together, laugh together, and just be one together. Because you are not alone. And this is your host, Britt Contreras, from Mama to Mama. Hello, gorgeous mama. This is episode 20. This is talking about the Great Awakening and the Great Conjunction that's happening well today. So stay tuned and listen in. Hi, beautiful mamas. How are you doing? It is December. Yes, it's crazy how much time has flown. And the last time I did one of these podcasts was, I think, Thanksgiving. But it's been a while since I was taking some time with my family for the holidays, and I decided to kind of take a break and put pause. And I was getting a lot of cards about resting and taking some time for myself, so I kind of stuck to that, and I am very glad I did, because I spent time with my girls, and you know, I've been able to find things that are safe, that you know, I'm not around people as to subject myself to anything that would put me under, like, having any safety issues with COVID. So we've been very careful, and it's still sad because I miss my family, and it's crazy that it's been almost a year since we've seen our family members, really. So you're really playing catch up with a lot of things. But if we take time to realize that 2020 is, like I've been saying, the Great Awakening, and right now I'm doing a podcast specifically because today is December 21st, and it is a huge day in the spiritual world right now. There's just so much going on that you guys will begin to see that today is like a portal almost to open up a lot of doors, and especially for people that have been tapping into being their true authentic selves and stepping into the power and finally owning who they are, that will open up more so than ever. Because, you know, it's crazy, a lot of people have been experiencing the awakening phase in the last 2 years, maybe even longer than that. But really, a lot of people that were not opening those doors are now, have been seeing that play over the last 2 years, have probably been super crazy for you. Or if you've been on this spiritual journey, it's been a time of reflection and healing, and especially healing your inner child and a lot of traumatic stuff that maybe you pushed aside and pushed away. And now it's coming to fruition where you are like, no, wait a minute. I am not going to people please somewhere. I am not going to continue to go on this path of denying who I am to make other people happy. And starting to realize that you are an important, beautiful, confident individual who has always been strong. Maybe you've always been it, what you thought, quote unquote, was an introvert, but really you're just had this blockage of this barrier these walls that you needed to break down, and now it's starting to come out that, wait a minute, like, there's all these things that I've been wanting to do. There's all these things that I, you know, could have said, could have done, but I didn't because I wanted to please somebody, or I was embarrassed, or I felt that there was going to be some kind of judgment. And now is this beautiful door that's in front of you that's just waiting for you to turn the handle, walk on through, and step into who you are. So I encourage you to do that. And this episode is going to be about the 21st and kind of what I've been finding is what is happening with this whole awakening experience. And I wanted to bring light to that because Christmas is around the corner, and no matter what religion or you are, what your belief system is, by opening yourself up to just listening to kind of what I have to say, I mean, it's up to you. Take what you feel resonates with you. I respect and love every single person, and that's what I've been practicing a lot of, is just kindness and just knowing that people have such a powerful way of expressing themselves. They have their own religion, they have their own belief system, and there's no one way is right or one way is wrong. So it's just important to know that the biggest thing of this whole journey is to realize that we are all on a journey together. First of all, 2020 has been crazy for a lot of people. Actually, I would say any person that has been feeling anything, which is everybody, is feeling something. So you've either probably lost a job, got laid off, or you had to put your life on hold because you had to figure out childcare options while trying to work from home, or you're an essential worker, and thank you so much, essential workers and first responders. You are really heroes. And yes, I'm an essential worker too, but I've been on leave and I have been working from home, so because of my own underlying health conditions. But I can't imagine having to worry about going every day to help people and to worry about how you're going to come home and undress in the garage and take off your shoes and do this whole process. And then you might even have your kids being watched by somebody else because you're scared that you will give them COVID. And I know there's a lot of people that don't believe COVID still. And to that I say, I'm sorry, my friend, but it is very much something that's happening to people. A lot of people that are close, and you know, it's been hitting closer and closer to home. And I know a lot of neighbors, pretty much except for two around us, have COVID of some, or you know, have had someone pass from COVID. So I know it's real, and I think that I feel that it's not about me. So I wear my mask, I practice precautions, and you know, I do what is common sense. So I'll leave it at that. Another thing is that, so back to what I was saying, people everywhere have experienced some type of loss in some type of way. And here's the hard part that's coming. I'm bracing you for the hard part, the real shit talk that I'm going to tell you, because yes, there is a lesson in this. Yes, it sucks. Yes, you don't have to always be happy about it. yes, you can get mad and angry and upset and cry and shout at the walls and scream in your pillow and go in your car and cry and sob and do whatever you have to, because honestly, it does fucking suck that we are going through all of this stuff right now. And there's a huge but. Yes, I know a lot of people hate butts, but you know what? We have them on the back of us. So, but no, seriously though, there is a lesson in this, and that's what this whole thing is to tell you, is that 21, you're gonna, if you haven't already, because honestly in the last couple weeks I've experienced, like, I thought it was from crafting too much one day because I was creating decorations for outside my house to lighten up the spirit. I have two little ones, for those who don't know, a 3.5 and a 1.5-year-old, and as a mom's duty, I feel in my heart of hearts, is to make sure that my kids have a phenomenal holiday and, you know, and just in general, a feeling normalcy in any sense of the way I could find the word. So I crafted, I decorated, and I made sure that Christmas was still coming. It was not stopped by COVID, and nothing's gonna stop those things unless you let it. So please, please, please listen, that if you've been experiencing like pains, like headaches or backaches and stuff like that, and there's been a, I'm feeling the change at the same time. Like, I don't want you to think that I'm saying that if you have certain things that are hurting you and up, like, really I need to get a doctor checkup sense, to not go to the doctor. I want you to go to the doctor if you have weird symptoms, especially if they're like cold flu side symptoms that kind of relate to COVID. Which I want to say one insert here is that, you know, it's almost virtually impossible to schedule a same day appointment in the U.S. right now for COVID, even though they keep saying, Governor Newsom in California keeps saying that, oh, you can go anywhere, you can go anywhere. No, you can't go anywhere, because it is crazy right now, because I've been wanting to get tested because I just felt kind of weird and felt off. And but I tested not too long ago negative. So, but again, still exercising abundance of caution, because you just don't know. Anyways, back to what I was saying, is my own symptoms in relation to the changes that are coming and what is coming through this today, this divine portal, this, which is relevant to experiencing what they call the Christmas star, or the Star of Bethlehem, depending on your belief system, because it hasn't happened. And I believe, I'll find it and tell you right now, but let me think here. This star, though, it hasn't happened in a long time, since, like, I think it was like 800 years, and it aligns when during the birth of Christ. So here it is. Coming December 21st is what they call the Great Conjunction, which is the truth about the Star of Bethlehem, also called the Christmas Star. So again, depending on your belief system, it's is said that there was a magical, mysterious star when Jesus was born, noticed by the three wise men, and is now returning because of when Jupiter and Saturn come together, which is what's happening. It kind of forms like this huge looking star. It hasn't happened apparently since 1623, according to Everything Dot Aligns on Instagram. You can find that, and you can also do your own research on Google. Don't think that I'm just citing sources from wherever. There are different various sources saying the very same thing, a December 21st. So I encourage you to look it up. It says, I'm trying to read between the lines because I want to give you the, or not read between the lines, but read to see kind of what is of good importance that I need to tell you. So, here's one from Forbes. It says, how and when and where you can see the Christmas star. Planets and shooting stars on the solstice this week. So, yes, 800 years. It says, on December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will appear closer to each other than for nearly 400 years. It's around 800 years since they were so easily visible. So in 800 years, it hasn't been visible. And it's called a great conjunction because Jupiter and Saturn are the two largest planets in the solar system. And to the naked eye, they'll look like a single bright star. Okay, so what does this have to do with spirituality, great awakening, and all those things? Well, this is a shift. So it's moving from, I believe what, and I'm not an astrologist, I'm not into horoscopes as much as, like, I can say I'm an expert on any of that. And granted, full disclaimer, I am still learning my spiritual journey, I'm still learning about everything, so please do your research on December 21st and how it has to do with the Great Awakening and the Great Conjunction. And, what I've learned is that we shifted from Pisces and now it's going into Aquarius. So Aquarius, Pisces was more about learning and learning about yourself and who your true authentic self is and challenging you in a way to get to that level. So we experienced as a whole, because we know COVID has been one of the biggest things and there's a reason for that, and you did, I'm sorry, my friend, choose to kind of go through this journey and experience all of these things that are coming up because you are ascending into another whole level of self and learning all these lessons that you didn't think that you would get through. If you look back probably the last couple months, you probably didn't think that you would survive those last couple months. You probably didn't think you would survive this year when the whole COVID probably started. You probably didn't even think COVID and the whole shutdown was gonna happen. And then, you know, in the US, the shutdown began in March, and we experienced now three shutdowns in California. Now this last one, restaurants and people are fighting back because they're like, we are not the cases are not related to opening up our restaurants, and it's not in reflection of that. The cases have been related to gatherings and people still getting together because they don't believe that it's true, and they think, oh, it's just family, you know, what's it gonna hurt? But when those people see people and those people see people, that's how it kind of happens. And then there's people that are like, well, also because of all the riots have been going on and all the different things that have been happening in our society. If you think about all the things that have happened this year alone, it is not a coincidence that all these things are happening at once. It's all coming to fruition. It's all coming out. It's almost opening the book and finally reading actually each page instead of doing the cliff notes. Like, you are seeing everything the way that is supposed to be seen, and it's shedding the light like, hey, look at right here. This is what you needed to focus on. You ignored it all this time, and now this is what you need to realize that you that's listening, I finally got your attention, right? So now I want you to look at this, and this is what you need to do, and this is what your life purpose is, and this is the way you're going to follow it. But sometimes, if we know, even no matter what belief system you're in, I'm sure there is a story that you've heard along the way growing up about that sometimes we have to have everything stripped away from us in order to finally appreciate and see what we're really meant to be, who we're meant to be, and who we're supposed to be around, surrounded around, and what we're supposed to appreciate. Because for far too long, we work these 9-to-5 jobs that we hate for money to pay the bills, because who, especially in California, can afford a house at 30 years old unless they work 2 jobs and, have all these credit cards racked up and still living paycheck to paycheck. Yes, that's me and my husband. We work full time and we barely were able to get the house that we have, and we were lucky and fortunate and blessed to be able to have and afford what we can afford. But there's people that this is rare to be at this age and be able to have our own home. It is very rare, and I acknowledge that, and I appreciate, and I feel blessed that I'm able to. And it's not to gloat, it's to say that it shouldn't be like that. There are so many people that I have helped in the last month, and I'm not saying this for my own, to let you know that. I'm saying it because it has humbled me. I've known that, I am appreciative of a lot of stuff that I have, especially my girls. My family is everything to me. My 2 girls, and my husband, and my parents. And beyond that, yes, I love my extended family, but they are my unit. They are my tribe. But the people that I've encountered, the moms that I've encountered, that have had to request donations, that have had to have everything stripped from them, and still be so appreciative, still be so loving, still be so caring, and so many other things. It's a wake-up call to know that there's so much good in the world that's still happening around us. And sometimes we look at what's happening around us, and we think that everything's happening to us, but it's not, okay? But then when we step out and we help other people, that's the around us part that you need to see. That's the goodness part. That's the part that you need to focus on. If you're going to look around you, then look around and see how you can help. And yes, you can still help during COVID. There's so many people that are in need of things. Especially if you look even in your own neighborhood. There's, for me, it's called a Nextdoor app. And there's so many people that have not been embarrassed, as they should not be, to post in there that they need help. And I don't have a lot. Like I said, we are blessed and we have what we need, and we do still have to live kind of paycheck to paycheck sometimes. But even so, like, if I can donate some of the old clothes of my girls that don't fit anymore, I can do that, or toys that they don't play with anymore, or organize meal trains for people that can cook meals for these moms that need them, then that's a way. And we did 25 acts of kindness, which was a good way to show my daughters, both my daughters, but my oldest daughter especially, what the importance of Christmas is, what Christmas is really about. And if you've listened to me before, you know that, you know, I am faith-based and I believe in Jesus and God, and that if you don't, then that's okay, you know, but please be open to just hearing a little bit in about who I am. So, anyways, I hope I'm going on a tangent here. We've been doing Elf on the Shelf here. We've incorporated, you know, kindness and Jesus into our lives of how to spread Christmas cheer. And that has been great. Shortly, my leave will be ending and I'll be going back to teleworking full-time at home for a couple months for the underlying health conditions. After that, I'm a little scared of what's gonna happen, and I'm not gonna lie, it worries me. But then I think about all this journey I've been on, and I've read for a couple people. And when I use that term, I've read for people that are not familiar with the spiritual side, and you know, excuse me. Reading is like a, it could be an angel card reading, or it could be, you know, automatic writing reading. Automatic writing is where spirit can come through your writing. And it's also intuitive messages from your higher self. And there, also readings could be psychic readings or spiritual medium readings. I don't, as of now anyways, I'm not a psychic, I'm not a spiritual medium. However, I do get intuitive messages that I've been being more open to, and a lot of times too, your dreams are when angels come to visit you or spirit guides and help to guide you in that way too. So the more you open yourself, the more that you will receive. And that's been happening a lot to me lately. Like I said, in the last 2 weeks especially, I've been feeling moments of a little bit of a headache, and I tend to realize that on the top part of my head, I sometimes get this pressure, and it's been like that since, I don't know, for a long time. I want to say since high school, but I've never been open to it before. I always just get freaked out if I would feel spirit, which I've always felt spirit since I believe I was a kid. But like I said, a lot of traumatic events, I think, have suppressed a lot of stuff for me. So as I'm going into further, I'm starting to discover more and more about myself. However, in high school, I do remember feeling more of that feeling of somebody was around and watching me, and I would get scared and think that it was a negative energy, which it can be a total love and light energy. It's just sometimes our fears play into what it's not. We think it's something else. Just like when you're a kid and you're scared of the dark because you start seeing shadows or thinking that your toys look a certain way. It's kind of that concept too. So when you put the fear in there, it kind of like manifest into you and your mind thinking that it's something that's not. But anyways, as long as I can remember, I've gotten chills real easily, and people could say, oh, it's a draft or something like that. But I'm going through all the things I've been experiencing throughout my lifetime, which is the chills, lights flickering on and off, or fully going all the way up and all the way down, or just turning off. The TV turning on by itself, a certain songs come on, I see certain angel numbers like 111, 1111, 444, and they're during certain time frames, which means that there are certain messages during certain times from angels. What else have I had? Like I said, I get a lot of intuitive messages. I've been owning it a little bit more, whereas before I used to think I was just being a little crazy because I was like, okay, why would I think something like this? And I would brush it aside. But lately I've been going more in and accepting my intuition and listening to my higher self and my angel guides or my spirit team, because we all have a spirit team. And there's guardian angels and there's your spirit team, and then there's angels like different, like the light just went flicker, how funny. So anyways, like I feel okay, I'm not gonna talk about the different high angels, spirit guides, and guardian angels until I can tell you exactly the differences of each, as I'm still learning, because I'm feeling that I shouldn't really go into too much of what I'm not sure of yet. Let's take a short break now, and when we come back, we'll talk about how all of this relates to motherhood. So listen in to a word from our sponsor. Hey ladies, I'm back, and I hope you enjoyed the little break. So I wanted to just dive in and talk about how this has all related to my motherhood journey, as well as my spiritual journey, and how they come hand in hand together. So for me, I've been talking a lot about how 2020 has been a huge awakening, and the last 2 years have been probably for a lot of people where they've been finding their true self and dealing with their traumas and healing and all of that. And I think that for me, that has never been truer to discovering all that than when I became a mother. And I talked about my traumatic birth experiences with both my girls, different experiences, but both had some scary moments. And when I finally decided to start going to a medium, she did regression therapy, and it helped a lot when I was pregnant with my second. And I didn't know I was pregnant when I first started this journey. And I had gone to her, and I found out a lot of things that were also coming out in my regular therapy sessions. So I validated a lot of things that I just was not wanting to face. And I had my spirit team on the other side, like, saying, yes, 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 it did happen. Yes, 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 it was this person. Yes, 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 stop denying your truth. And for the longest time, I wanted to keep suppressing it. I wanted to keep holding it back. And I just felt like, what if people judge me? I felt like I was going to be the villain in the story where I was actually a warrior. And when I started realizing to speak my truth and to be a little bit more honest about who I am, and while I don't give, like, my full picture yet of everything, it's because that's still my own journey, and that's still when I'm ready to talk about everything, I will. But I just want to give you a little background as to how this all comes together. So anyways, when I started stepping into my power, stepping into my truth, that happened when I had my second born. It began when I had my first born. Signs and things that were telling me and trying to show me in my face of, you need to be who you are and who you're meant to be, were starting to show glimpses already. But I was pushing it away, didn't want to believe it, even though I knew it was true the whole time. And I felt like maybe if it was almost like when you have something happen to you and you kind of want to just believe it's a nightmare and it's not real because you can't believe that happened to you. That's exactly how I feel every single day of my life. But I know it's still reality. And I'm getting closer to the healing part. And there were people that stepped out of my life because of this not believing, and that was hurtful, and I just didn't know how to accept that, and I felt guilt, I felt angry, I felt upset, and even some of those emotions were back at myself, because, and then I started realizing, no, like, my whole life I've been kind of seen as this happy-go-lucky child, and I was happy to an extent, but there was also a face on it. There was emotions and things that I wasn't showing, and it reflected so much this last year with my girls, being able to play with them and that childlike innocence and just doing things that I enjoyed as a child that were escapes for me, but they're no longer escapes for me because there's no one that I need to escape from. It's now something I can enjoy with my girls, and I don't have to worry anymore about someone hurting or taking advantage of me or anything. And luckily, like I said, I have my tribe that's been there all along. My girls and my husband and my parents. So that's been beautiful. And my spirit team and my guardian angels. So, and they're always validating along the way. I have my soul sister on the other side and my grandmother and a bunch of other people, my cousin Jason. And it's just been phenomenal to be able to know that they're still continuing to help me on the other side, and that's part of their soul purpose. So we have the life purpose. Our life purpose is what our souls are, they crave, what our souls are wanting to find and finally be able to ascend to be at the highest, like be up there in a light that you never knew. I don't know how else to explain it. Anyways, so continuing on, I was scared, and I was scared of judgment, I was scared of all these things, and there's still a lot of people that don't know my story, that might have think they've known me for the last 30 years and have no idea, but I am not a different person. I am the person I've always been meant to be. It's just I was afraid before, and I was scared to be me, and now I'm not scared to be who I'm meant to be, and in this lifetime, I'm meant to help a lot of people, and I hope I can continue to do so. So, after I started going to aggression therapy, going to regular therapy, and also different psychic mediums and spiritual mediums that all were saying along the same things that were just helping me in my journey to validate, because I needed at the time validation, but I realized now I never needed validation from anybody. It just at that time was part of my journey and part of what I needed to heal. And now I'm diving in more deeper to healing my inner child and healing things that I'm still suppressing, because in this 2020 year, anger has manifested that I thought was something that was like mundane, that I was like, why am I getting so angry about simple little things, like my daughter, you know, keeps saying no or she's not listening. You know, yes, it's normal to get upset and get frustrated and stuff like that, but I was getting like full on like angry, and I started realizing that for me, it was a control thing. I never had control before, and now I finally felt control, and here I had this 3.5-year-old telling me no, and that, how dare she tell me no, and she's not listening to me. But all those things were wrong. She was listening to me, she was hearing me, but the fact that I was saying she's not hearing me, she's not listening to me, wasn't really about her not listening to me. It wasn't really about her not hearing me. It really was about me feeling like I was unheard, stemming from when I was a child. I try to tell people, someone specifically, but in my own way as a child, of what was happening, and no one believed. It wasn't anyone's fault but the person that did its fault. But I tried to use my voice back then in my own way to somebody, and they didn't listen. So I shut myself down, and throughout my life, when people get loud or try to silence me or talk over me, I shut down. When people in my family were just naturally, not their fault at all, outgoing and just like get, you know, really excited about their conversation, and they would talk over me or just get like animated and cut me off, I would shut down. It was a thing that was a trigger for me throughout my life, of when I felt not listened to, or I felt like someone felt like they had something more important to say than me, and I took it as truth that their words were more important than my words, and either or wasn't true. Their words were not important more than my words, and my words were not more important than theirs. But I always took it as their words were more important, so I would silence myself. So to feel like my 3.5-year-old was not hearing me or listening to me, I felt like the one person that I was supposed to be a parent over was not listening to me. And going into that, I realized I don't want to be this hierarchy system. I don't want to be, I'm the parent, you're the child. No, I want my, and I'm not saying like I'm going to be like, oh, everything's roses and butterflies and you don't get in trouble. No, there's consequences for actions, and there's rules, and there's ways of doing things, yes. But I also want my daughter to know that she has a voice. And I say daughter because my oldest right now is the one that talks back. The youngest, of course, she's using her words in her own way right now, but she's not there yet. But I want both of my girls to learn that they have a voice. I want them to be heard. I want them to be seen. I want them to know that when they feel uncomfortable, no means no. I want them to know about their body parts and, you know, what the proper names are. So if they ever need to, which I hope they never ever need to, because that person will not survive. I'm sorry, but it's like, seriously, mama bear mode to say that. But I mean, you do anything for your child, and I know my mom would have done anything for me, and my parents, they didn't know. They, you know, they tried to protect me as best they could, so it's not their fault either, and they hold guilt, but they shouldn't. But for me, I feel like my girls are being raised to know that they are powerful, they are strong women, and they can do anything they set their mind to and work hard at. And if they want to play with different kinds of toys and build blocks or construction dinosaurs or play tea parties, that's totally okay with me. And I want them to know that they can be themselves. They can dance, they can sing, they can, you know, all of that. And when it comes to safety, there's going to be consequences. And those are when I'm real firm. But when I realized that I had this control feeling, I didn't like it. I didn't like feeling like I was in control, or like I had to feel like I had to be in control of somebody else, or that because I was the parent that she was a child and therefore she should listen to me, period. I didn't like that feeling. And while yes, I am a parent, and yes, she is a child, and she's my child, and I'm raising her, and I'm teaching her right from wrong, and all those things, I also want her to feel like equal. I want her to feel like, you know, yes, there are some things that adults can do and children can't because of safety, but if they want to speak and they want to talk, then talk, but be polite about it, just like adults should be polite. If two adults are in conversation and another adult comes over, you say, excuse me. Same concept for my child. But it's not about, you know what, like, your words are not important, so you need to go play while mommy and daddy have a conversation. It's not like that. It's Gianna, Savannah, mommy and daddy are talking right now, so give us a moment, and when we're done, you can tell us what you need to tell us, because we want to hear what you have to say. It's more like that. So, everything's learning. So, as I continue on, when I'm going through this reflection period, I realize that, you know, that brought out in me is what I felt like as a child is being silenced, and then also being able to play has been a positive thing for me, is knowing that I am safe and I'm okay and my girls are safe and they're okay and I get to be with them and be able to be a stay-at-home mom right now. And that's some joy to me in so much of the sense. And you know, that came out. And motherhood and spiritual purpose for me have come together, because of a lot of times we think that on the surface it's one thing, but it can be other things. So I think that sadness for me and just was masking the anger. That was really the root cause of my feelings. So that has come out more, and I've been feeling like that happened like to probably the end of October and early November, and there was a full moons and a lot going on. Actually it was in November, because that was when we had the two full moons, I believe. And that's when a lot of things were happening, a lot of emotions for a lot of people. And I had to realize, though, that while it's okay to feel these feelings, that there's also a healthy way of doing it. So I acknowledge that, you know, yes, I feel anger. Yes, I feel upset. Yes, I feel, you know, annoyed or whatever the feeling is when a trigger happens for me. And then I say, okay, now I want to release it. I felt it. I acknowledge that it's there. And I want to let it go. And then I've been practicing counting to five in my head. So that way I can kind of calm myself down if I feel upset or whatever. When my oldest is not listening or there's a trigger in that, for some reason, still for me. And I think, again, it goes back to not feeling heard or not feeling like, you know, she, or feeling like she's deliberately trying to disobey me when that's not the case. She's 3.5. So let's give her a break here, you know, and I'm telling myself that. But I'm human also, so I do sometimes let emotions get the best of me, and we can do that very often. So 2020 has been a lot for a lot of people on all spectrums, but it's been a lot of lessons. And that's why I'm trying to say is that the spiritual journey for me has combined with motherhood, and a lot of those lessons come out when you are teaching your own children the same lessons. Another thing I practice besides counting to five is telling my oldest, I think I'm going to try my best today. Do you want to try your best today? And she'll be like, yeah, I want to try my best today, mommy. And so we've been trying that. And she's very energetic and she's though, so filled with joy and has just a phenomenal personality. And my littlest one has the same phenomenal personality, cuddler, and just a little plum, and just like, I call them my honeybees, and they are my little cuddlers too. But Gianna's my sugar cub, and Savannah's my Gianna's my kettle cup, and Savannah's my sugar cup. But the girls, like, they're beautiful inside and out. The smiles and giggles light up my whole world, and there's still days I have meltdowns sometimes. So if you are a mom and you are having a meltdown and you don't know, like, what's going on with all these emotions, know that this year has been a lot. Know that it's okay to feel these feelings, and you are definitely not alone in this journey. And there is so much that you're learning from this. And I know, though, like I've said in past episodes, but it feels like a loss. And I've lost 3 people in the last year and a half, and 3 dogs in the last year and a half. 2 were my dad's, and 1 recently we had to put her down because she had so many different complications that we forked out money for on our credit card to find out, because it was worth it to me to know, but we couldn't do anything else for her. And she, you wouldn't have even known until the last couple of days when she didn't really eat much and stopped really eating the last day, and not really drinking water. But before then, she just acted like her happy self, even before we had to let her go. She, you know, was wagging her tail, and even the veterinarian was saying all these awesome, beautiful things about her and how happy of a dog she was, and just a phenomenal, beautiful chocolate lab that we had her since she was a puppy with her sister Chanel, and it was Coco and Chanel. And she's very much still here with me, but not physically, you know, so it's hard. But and hard explaining passing and going to heaven and all that's gone on to my oldest, because she's of age where she knows when people are not here no more, so, and when her dog is not here no more. So the transition has been a little hard, but you know what, we're getting through it, and it's all part of, like I said, this plan and this lesson. And she's not in pain no more, and she is living her best healthy life, probably eating a bunch of bones up there in heaven and watching over all of us. So I will talk more about probably grief during COVID in the next episode. The family members that passed, though, did not have COVID. They had other circumstances, and it was just really unexpected with all 3 of them, and it just was crazy to even think that, you know, one of my papa, he passed from a drowning incident, which was so bizarre that that would happen. He was in the best of his health and everything all before this COVID stuff started happening. And then I have my other grandpa pass, his dad, and then my uncle, who also married me and my husband. So, and he was in good health, and all of a sudden, then he had cancer in this last year, and he was probably the most godliest person I ever knew. Sorry if you hear the music and stuff in the back. Oh, and another thing I have to mention is that randomly, when I was coming back to this episode, there was like a rosary pendant on my couch, which was really, I should say, random or coincidence. Like, it was part of the plan of this. And as mother of Carmel, I believe. So, yeah, crazy. But I'm going to pull a card before I go, and then I'll end this episode. So let me see if I could shuffle these while I hold my teething baby that is in poor pain right now. She finally fell asleep. She keeps waking up though, because it hurts her. But I gave her some teething gel, so hopefully that helps. Angels, please give me your highest blessings of love and light and guidance for the collective whole. And the lights have flickered a couple times while I've been trying to record this episode. Okay, let's see what this says, because it kind of popped out. Okay, so whoever is listening specifically to this episode, maybe you haven't really listened before and decided to start listening, or you are a new listener, break the chain. Ancestral patterns, healing, rewriting the future. So really stepping into you, and I see like the shadows of the past and this beautiful, like, just transition from coming out of the cave of what have been maybe darkness or maybe secrets, and then now stepping into the truth, into the power, and into the light. And I think that's what we've been talking about. And I feel this is kind of for myself as well, because that's what I'm doing, as I'm breaking the cycle and ending ancestral patterns, and I'm healing now. I'm rewriting my future and not being scared no more of who this might offend or what people might think or what kind of judgment might come, maybe even questions. I'm open to questions that are open, you know, and open-minded, that, but not from people that are gonna judge me, especially in my own circle or my own family, and not really my circle, but you know, sometimes it's easier to talk to strangers, or people are afraid to admit that they go to a therapist because they think that people are gonna judge them. And usually it's the people like your friends or your family that you're afraid to tell. And I think it's because it's a comfortability thing to share with somebody that doesn't really know you, because you think, oh, I'm not going to really see them again. So I'm more open, because I tell you, when I'm in those therapy sessions, I like go to town and just nonstop talk like I do on these podcasts. Probably because there's someone face to face to me when I'm doing these podcasts. And there's no one really that I'm going to, you know, once I click off that Zoom call or telehealth appointment with my therapist, like, it's not like I'm going to see her every day at the local coffee shop. Well, not right now during COVID, but you know what I mean, in general. So it gets comfortable. And I feel like that I want this to be a place of a safe place for you to realize that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be transparent, because you know what? There's always going to be somebody who's judging about something, but you can't really control their judgment. You can't really control their actions, but what you can control is how you respond how you react and how you move forward. Because if you're going to let people by their words or their actions keep you from being who you are, then you're not going to become your true authentic self. You're going to hold back. You're going to people please. And if you're there right now, it's okay. Don't be ashamed. This is not to say that if you're a people pleaser, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. No, I have done that pretty much probably my whole life, of suppressing things or doing things a certain way because I didn't want people to judge me. It's like, you know, when you're in school and you want to dress a certain way because you want to impress the cool kids. Like, if you do that your whole life trying to impress somebody, like, you are just doing things for other people in a way that means that you are not being who you can truly be. I mean, what I'm trying to tell you is go out and be you. Like, go out and do what makes you happy and find your passion. And that's becoming truer and truer even during this time that we're in. People are finding ways to, like, do what they love and love what they're doing. I mean, one of my Papa Hector always says, I never worked a day in my life because I love what I did. And for me, that always rang true because I always stuck that in my head. I have to love what I do. It can't be for the money. It can't be for paycheck to paycheck. It can't be for just to have, you know, like this or that or whatever. No, like, it has to be for the right reasons. And part of being a spiritual life purpose coach for me is for the right reason. That's why I'm on this journey. I'm learning to be mentored and learning about the emotional code and how inner child healing and trauma can come into effect in your life, and how to release those emotions, like fill them, release them, let it go, and all of those things. Because it might sound like hoopla and like shenanigans or craziness or weirdness or whatever have you, that you've probably thought at one time, and I've thought myself, but it's not, you know, like, if you really go on this journey, I say to first read about spirituality, spiritual life purpose, read about what mediums are and psychic mediums and automatic writing is, and just the different things first to kind of get some knowledge about everything. And then, you know, reach out to a trusted, repeatable person. And I can give you a couple names. Eden, Sustin, and Kim. They have a podcast called Talk Truth and Purpose. No. Let me tell you what it is right here. I can tell you. Just give me 1 second. Talk, Purpose, and Truth. Yeah. And yes, Talk, Purpose, and Truth. And it's Eden Sustin and Kim Summers. And they, if you go at the very beginning when they first started the podcast, they talk a lot about what they do and different, and they have different guests a lot that have different things. And from there, I met she is an amazing woman that I know that we're going to be connected for a very long time. And she's an intuitive coach and emotional code healer. And Missy Fowler has helped me in a lot of stuff. So those are a couple names you could look up. And I just gave them a couple plugs because they are just awesome ladies and they do different things. Eden's automatic writer. and Kim is intuitive coach, and I already told you what Missy Fowler does. So, and the light's just kind of dimmed right now. Okay, so I'm going to pull one more card, and that way we can kind of close this up a little bit.
So, hold on. What can I close this podcast with of the highest good and divine messaging? Who needs to hear it? Okay, so Imara.
Imrama. I might be saying that wrong. Like I said, I'm still learning, and this is my beautiful Oracle Light Working deck. And it's where you're being called to on this journey. So you are probably hearing your calling, and there might be a whisper, or there might be a big fat door in your face that's saying, open me, and you're still resisting. So you need to go where you're called to. It's not a question anymore. Like, you know the answer, and you need to stop denying that and go towards those doors and open them, and then close all the ones that are not serving you. Release all that's not serving you, and know that forgiveness is part of healing. Forgiveness does not mean that you have to go talk to the person and say, I forgive you. It's not for them, it's for your soul. And it can even be writing a letter, tearing it up, or burning it, or writing down all the things that you think that you cannot do and tearing that up, or turning them into cans. Turn the cannots into cans. So all of those things to do, and make sure that you allow yourself to rest in it. And be in it, and be one in it. And I say, do this today, do this now, and don't wait anymore, because today is a great day to be in nature, to find a little place, a zen place, where you can just like kind of meditate on it, and meditate what it is that you want to do in your life, how you want to serve in kindness and compassion and light and love, and fulfill your purpose journey. Ask those questions. And when you find your tribe, you'll know. You'll see who is there for you. And loving people can be from afar. It doesn't have to be having weekly coffee dates. Like, you can love people but not want to be near them sometimes. And I think that's true. It's like, I love you, but it doesn't mean I want to be next to you. Or, you know, like, I'm there for you if you really need me for something, but don't expect it to be beyond that. Because there are boundaries that we need to set in our lifetime. And as a mom, as a spiritual life purpose trainee coach, I would say, you really have to use this time to the end of the year to really do that. You can. You have come so far, and you've gone through so many obstacles and challenges these last years, especially this year. And now it's time to break free of those chains and set those boundaries and be you. That's it. Just be you, be you and let your soul be forgiven of any past traumas or any things that are binding you. There's no, release those contracts. There's no more contracts, and release those bindings and let yourself be you. That's all I can say. Be you. Okay? So, have a good day and manifest, and look for those signs. Look for those angel cards, numbers. Look for, you know, lights flickering or that favorite song that maybe only your spirit team would play, as in those of your loved ones. And mine is I Want You to Have It All by Jason Mraz, which was my soul sister. And you know, like, I only know who that is. That's my little, you know, that's our pact of our little inside joke, I guess you would say. So find those things and let it resonate and stop resisting. And again, be you. Have a very happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. And let love, light, kindness, compassion radiate your way.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a rating and let me know of any feedback of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. I know I'm coming back from a long break, so I'm excited to bring some new topics to you and to show what this mama has to give back with some self-love, self-improvement, and just talking everything mompreneurship, as well as mom life and postpartum, and as well as spiritual awakening. So stay tuned. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. And this is Hello, Hello, Gorgeous Mama.